Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And time for Dina's Dirt at the 40. No, she doesn't have a cold. Lopez doing dirt.
I got it.
Out this morning, and it's brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Spring into a new ride with a great rate on a car loan. You can get flexible terms and affordable payments. For details, visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Lopez?
All right, well, Wendy Williams was talking about her upcoming divorce to Kevin Hunter on yesterday's episode of The Wendy Williams Show. It's during her Hot Topic segment, and I guess what they say there is their business is our business. And she said, it's crazy because now my business is your business. Turnabout's a fair game. I get it.
It's a lot of business going on.
She said she had a good weekend with her sober living buddies and said that her sisters came through on their visit. So that was really nice. She said she'd be moving out in a few days. She said it'll be windy on her own. And she said she has a whole new life plan for her and her son, 18-year-old Kevin Hunter Jr. So it sounds like things are going in the right direction for her. So we're very happy for
her. That's so great. She's got the support of her sisters and everything. You need that through recovery.
Yeah,
so
it'll
good
be,
for her.
It'll be good. DinasDirt.com. Well, it turns out not guilty is what they're saying. They have confirmed it. Lori Loughlin and her husband, Massimo Giannulli, they have recorded documents filed in the Boston federal court that CNN reported they pleaded not guilty on charges of federal fraud and money laundering.
How could they do that? From what I hear, there's so much evidence. Like, why would you say not
guilty? I cannot answer for them. But,
man, they may go to jail for quite a long time.
Yeah, well, they're waiving their rights to appear in federal court for an arraignment. So they, of course, have those accusations about getting their kids into USC. So, yeah, apparently a lot of the other people, you know, pleaded guilty. And someone like Felicity Huffman might be getting like 6 months in jail. Loughlin could be seeing 40 years in jail for doing this. So I guess we'll see what happens. DinasDirt.com. Some sad news. Georgia Engel, who starred as Georgette Baxter on the Mary Tyler Moore Show, passed away on Friday at the age of 70. She joined in 1972 and then was on the show until 1977. Got some Emmys on there. She also had roles on The Betty White Show, The Love Boat, Everybody Loves Raymond, and Hot in Cleveland, among a bunch of others. So some sad news in classic Hollywood there. DinasDirt.com. And also, we were talking yesterday that Dina Lohan and Jesse Nadler had broken up because of a fight they had on Facebook.
Yeah, Lindsay Lohan's mom. What's up with her?
Yeah, now we're hearing that she may have accepted his proposal on Facebook.
Oh, my gosh.
On Sunday
Every
night.
Day, just change the story up a little bit.
I don't know
what's happening here.
According to Page Six, her ex, Michael Lohan, is the one who's talking about that. And he's saying that Jesse didn't make enough of an effort to meet her in person. He said, personally, I think he's a whack job con man. I hope Dina opens her eyes. Our children and I are totally against it. But Jesse is claiming that he has a 5-carat ring waiting for Dina, but it's up in the air because she got mad at him. So she hasn't said anything about this, so we don't know what's happening.
Yeah, if you haven't been following, they had a relationship on Facebook. They never met.
They had not met. First, we thought he was fake.
It's crazy.
And then it turned out he was real, and then they argued on Facebook, seemed broken up. Now he says there's a ring waiting for her. We don't know what she's saying. And, of course, Michael Lohan wants to say words about it, saying he's this con man.
Give her the ring. It's just like UPS or something.
I guess they'd ever be together. Maybe you can ship it priority mail.
It's on. Distance makes the heart grow fonder, apparently.
So that is your dirt at 640. We'll fresh dirt in an hour at 740.
740 with the Kellogg crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Lopez is covering for Dina is off. And this update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get into a new ride with an amazing rate on a car loan. Get flexible terms and affordable payments now. Visit pvcu.org. So what's up in Hollywood, Lopez?
All right. Well, this is a little beyond Hollywood into Buckingham Palace.
Kay.
Yesterday, we were talking about the royal rumors that Meghan Markle already had her baby. Well, former royal press secretary Dickie Arbiter is saying that's just wrong. He was on an Australian talk
show.
Is
that how he said it?
This is wrong.
That's how he talks, right? He was on Today Extra, and he told royal watchers to hold their horses, saying there's no substance to the rumor and that it's just a good story to sell papers. He said, if you believe that, you'll believe anything. It's really a case of keeping the royal rumor mill going.
Hold your royal horses.
So he said, we'll know in due course when the baby is born. So he's saying it has not happened yet.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt are officially single, and people are saying that it's actually the best thing that's ever happened to them. Entertainment Tonight is hearing that Brad and Angelina have improved their communication, have become dedicated to the co-parenting of their six kids.
Okay.
They say their kids have a custody schedule, and it's made a huge difference for the whole family. The schedule has alleviated any of the planning pressures for Brad and Angelina that they faced in the past. Now the kids spend time with both their parents and are happy and thriving.
Wow, because it got nasty there for a while between the two of them. It was horrible.
So I guess it sounds like it's pretty good, this divorce.
Good.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, Baby Rexha is opening up about her mental health issues. She posted online that she was recently diagnosed with as bipolar. She said, for the longest time, I didn't understand why I felt so sick, why I felt lows that made me not want to leave the house or be around people, why I felt highs that it wouldn't let me sleep, wouldn't let me stop working or creating music. Now I know why. She said, I'm bipolar and I'm not ashamed anymore. That is all. I don't want you to feel sorry for me. I just want you to accept me. That's all. Love you. So it's really nice that she's sharing out there because, you know, none of that stigma is needed.
Yeah, a lot of people with bipolar disorder, too, very creative as well.
Yeah.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, I don't know if this is a spoiler, but I'll say spoiler alert a little bit about Game of Thrones. You might remember that Ed Sheeran was on the show a while back. he played a member of a group of traveling soldiers, and his singing impressed Arya Stark.
It was a good scene. They were sitting around on a bunch of logs just shooting the breeze.
HBO apparently wanted us to know what happened to him. So they gave an answer during the season premiere this weekend. I don't know if you caught it or not, but it was revealed during a scene when Bronn is with two women discussing the battle between, I'm hoping I get these names right, Targaryen and Lannister forces comes up. Well, he learned that Eddie was the victim of Dragonfire.
Oh, that's so
bad.
And
that his face got burned right off.
I'm going to have to watch that again. I missed that line.
There you go. I'm sure people were dying to know what happened to Eddie. Now you know that he died.
So sad he has to be written off the show.
Yeah.
I mean, he had such a long stretch there, 5 minutes.
They didn't want to pay his guest bills to get him on again. And that is your Dirt at 7:40. Well, Fresh Dirt in an hour at 8:40 with 94.7 WM. AS.
Say 42, time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Dina is out today. Lopez in with the Dirt, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union, where you can get a new ride just in time for spring and summer. Great rate on car loans right now at pvcu.org. All right, so what's happening, Lopez?
All right, Justin Bieber and his wife Haley just moved into a new home in LA, and they've already had an unwanted guest. TMZ reports that the cops arrested a woman at the Beverly Hills mansion on Sunday. She was on the sidewalk outside of their home, but she was telling cops that she lived in the mansion. Think Justin Bieber might disagree with that.
I don't think Justin Bieber is a squatter, do you? Did this woman leave on vacation and say that Justin moved in and won't leave now?
I don't know. Maybe he was squatting. We don't know. But she was arrested, not Justin. Oddly enough, but Justin is being sued by a paparazzo that he injured when he accidentally drove over him in 2017. Now, you might remember this. He was leaving a church when he hit a photographer, William Wilson. He stayed with the photographer. Cops decided not to press charges against the singer, but now the photographer is saying Justin was negligent and that he suffered permanent disability, emotional damages, and general damages. So we'll see what happens with that.
I don't know if a lot of people who are paparazzi get sympathy from the courts.
I don't know, because they might stand in front of the car. You never know.
Jump in front and then sue.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, BuzzFeed is claiming that Selma Hayek's husband, he's a French billionaire, François-Henri Pinault, he's donating 100 million euros, that's about 113 million American dollars, to help rebuild the Notre Dame Cathedral.
I didn't know Selma Hayek was married to somebody.
She's married to the CEO of Gucci and Saint Laurent.
Okay, that'll do it.
Those are some good brands there. People may have heard of those. He released a statement saying, "My father and I have decided to release, as of now, from the funds of Artemis, a sum of 100 million euros to participate in the effort that will be necessary for the complete reconstruction of Notre Dame." So that's really amazing that they're going to do that. I mean, I'm sure more people will come out and help from that as well.
DinaStirt.com.
Well, Kit Harington tells Esquire magazine that he had a breakdown after shooting his final Game of Thrones scene. I won't give you any details about the scene, but he said, "My final day of shooting, I felt fine. Then I went to do my last shots and started hyperventilating a bit. Then they called RAP and I just broke down. It was this onslaught of relief and grief about not being able to do this again. It wasn't so much about John, it was about not being in this world, not getting to smell those smells, fight these fights, be with these people, the whole package. It felt like, and then they started taking off the costume, and he said, I felt like I was being skinned. They were unceremoniously ripping off this character.
I would run away from the set just to, you know, just to keep the cape.
It sounds harsh the way they take the costumes off in this show. I don't know what they do.
Yeah.
Rip it off of them.
Take that animal pelt that you're wearing.
Yeah, just run.
Just for eBay when things aren't so good in the future.
Run,
when you're 89.
Run.
You can sell it.
DinaStirt.com.
And Kim Kardashian has every intention of becoming a lawyer. She is not messing around. She says she put on Instagram, last year, I registered with the California State Bar to study law. The next 4 years, a minimum of 18 hours a week is required. I will take written and multiple choice tests monthly. And as far as my first year coming to an end, I'm preparing for the baby bar, a mini version of the bar, which is required when studying law.
Where's she going to find 18 hours a week when you do absolutely nothing? I mean, where do you find the time?
She says, my weekends are spent away from my kids while I read and study. I work all day, put my kids to bed, then spend the nights studying. But, you know, because a lot of people were making fun. We even thought, are you sure? But she says she is serious. She says, I've made this strict commitment to follow a dream of mine. It's never too late to follow your dreams.
Wow.
Which is actually a nice, inspiring thing for her to say. So, you know what? I've changed my ways. I am encouraging her for this.
Well, the thing is, she could be her own lawyer and save probably millions of dollars when she sues people.
Oh, yeah. When
right? No, I'm serious.
Suing the tabloids?
Do it herself.
That's your Dirt at 840. We'll have everything up online at dinasdirt.com.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.